Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In 2016, the Democratic Republic of the Congo had more newly displaced people than Syria or Iraq. 966,000 people fled their homes in the DRC last year. National tensions were already high leading to their November elections. The president at the time refused to step down, and the outrage resulted in protests and clashes with the militia. Now the election may be further postponed due to budget problems. Mission Aviation Fellowship and the DRC flies ministry partners and humanitarian workers into remote areas with aid. MAF's Nick Frey says they've seen an uptick in need for aid.
With this current increase in flight requests, we've been really short-staffed, so we don't have a lot of pilots and mechanics right now.
There are a few different ways you can help, and we'll tell you how in the full story at missionnews.org. And the Muslim holy month of Ramadan has begun, and Michael Thompson of One Way Ministries says Christians have a chance to respond. Just as Muslims will join together in unison for Ramadan, Thompson has a plan to bring Christians together in prayer.
Every single day for 4 weeks, we will be praying in unison with people all around the world by watching a video that highlights a nation or a topic.
Each prayer cast participant will receive daily emails covering Libya, worship, Somalia, Psalms, and more.
The greatest turning of Muslims to Christ in history is happening now. And everywhere Islam exists, people are being drawn to Jesus. And it's happening in direct correlation to increased movements of prayer.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories that help you pay for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.